know who's the smartest guy around here. You know, we played that trivia game with CW back in the day, and I think the smartest guy was, you remember? Willie Mosley. Willie Mosley.
Okay.
He's probably the sharpest. And that's another thing. It's a bit of a misnomer when you say he's the smartest guy. Well, are you really smart if you know trivial knowledge? He's smart, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he's the best with trivial knowledge. But then again, maybe even better than having Willie Mosley would probably be having somebody like Leslie Waters, Coach Waters. Think about that. That guy's really smart. What? Yeah. There he is. He just walked in the studio. Had no idea. Ah! Have a seat.
What's he got?
This is his list. Of the ones he coached. Now, all right? That's all you can go on. It's the ones you've seen yourself and coached. So Coach Waters has his list of the top players of the past 100 seasons of Tallahassee football.
Yeah, the ones I coached.
Well, which happens to be only this. You haven't been around all 100. That's right.
Put your mic over here.
All right, so you've been at Tallahassee for a while. What years did you coach?
Oh, Lord, 89 through 14.
So that's 25 years. That's a quarter of a century. Mm-hmm. So let's run through these. These are pretty good. I'm glad you walked in. Good times. I was tired of talking about the millionaire game, which I got just hosed on again last night.
Anybody knew Lima, Peru.
Did you know that?
Yes, it's...
way the continent curves around? Yeah.
But nice being a geography teacher.
Yeah, you should know that. I shouldn't, like I said, used you as my lifeline. All right, here's the ones. This is Coach Waters of the best that he's coached.
Now, let me clarify this.
Right.
I only put people on there one time.
Because they could have been multiple positions.
They could have been multiple positions. And some of the offensive line I filled in with defensive linemen that I thought were more deserving.
You know what? I thought about that too, Shannon. Well, you talking about this, Trey, earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about
how, you know, some players were really good at one position, but they made it as something else. And a lot of times when you pick in the All-State team, this guy's such a good player. He was more known as a quarterback, but he played defensive back, and maybe there was the number one quarterback in the state that got All-State that he might have gotten All-State on the defensive side because of that. I think there's a lot of those. But here we go. Let's see. This is interesting. I'm going to start with defense because they don't get enough credit. All right? This is what you got, and that's the way you listed it. Corner, couple of cornerbacks, Antonio Hutchinson and Damon Washington. Now, there's a guy who played multiple positions. Could have been a running back, obviously.
Right,
Damon.
Now, well.
Safety, Derek Ansley. I think he's the best I've seen at that position. I mean, if the ball's in the air, he intercepted it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Yeah.
And Trey Cochran-Gill. And those are your
Jonathan Rivers was a heck of a safety. Yeah. He just didn't play it much because he was needed at quarterback.
Right. Linebackers, Joe Hall, Jared Blair, and Ron Griffin. Those are all outstanding players, no doubt. You're not going to find any complaints or debate on this from me. Defensive line, tackles, James Wallace and Dan Benson. The ends, Perez Hicks and Mark Hayes. And nose guard, Fernando.
Fernando, was it Lewis?
I think so.
He was here.
Yeah.
Played against Tyler Hill a lot.
All right. Now let's move to offense. And I saw his name on the list just a minute ago. It was All-State back-to-back. And I thought this guy's got to be one of them. Dijon Pascoe played college football.
Yeah.
Is a wide receiver. Bernard Hutchinson, wide receiver. On the tight end, Andrew Bianchi. The line, center, Tyler Hill. The guards, Eric Cagle. And, you got linemen, so you're not, you couldn't remember exact. Cody Kilgore, and also tackle Shane Mosley.
I put a tackle, a guard, a center, and then
and a couple of linemen that could have been on. Cody Kilgore, Ryan Johnson. I mentioned Shane Mosley, Eric Cagle, Tyler Hill. There's your offensive line. All right, there's a good one. Now, you've 25 years that you coached, there's been a lot of good quarterbacks come through. Which one is the best that you've coached? Jonathan Rivers. Tough to debate that. In the backfield, Justin Williams and Darren Taylor. Now, you got backup running back. You put Electron.
That's for those that played at that time will understand that.
I think Electron Williams, who played at Auburn from Viger or whatever.
A kid come in and claim he was the next Electron.
So who is
he? He had rushed for 4,000 yards a year before. And the kids just started calling him Electron because that was
who was
when it? Electron, I can't remember.
You don't remember? But he was good.
His name.
Good enough to get a backup as running.
That was the the joke of the team was the
right. We had this guy transfer in from Notasulga, and he had all these arm pads, and on the front of them, his arm pads had smash on the front of
them. Oh no!
And he come in. he probably weighed probably 150. Come from Notasulga. And he lasted about 4 days.
You know, there's a lot of times there's a lot of hype about a transfer, and it's very tough to live up to that. You know what I mean? New kid, oh, man, he was something there. Boy, he's going to be something here. And a lot of times they don't live up.
Smash didn't make it.
Didn't make it. Doggone.
No. He went on back to Notasulga.
I understand.
All right, I'll put you on the spot. You put your past, your 25-year coaching tenure to best players right here, and we're going to use this for our list. But is there one that stands out more than any other just as a player overall? That you would say, if I had to go pick one guy, who would it be?
No, you're asking.
That's a tough question.
That's a tough question.
To pick just one.
You look at some that may not have been the best ball players, but were leaders on the team. You have some that excelled in one position but couldn't play another. I'm not going to throw that out
there. Do you pick a 100-year MVP?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, why not? I mean, we could.
100-year MVP.
I like the all-century team and doing first, three, third team, honorable mention, all that. Get as many kids. I say kids. They're all grown up now, probably just about. But how many? There'll be some possibly just finished. Who knows? It could be a couple of those that are on this list.
Well, you know, like on my list, I have Eric Cagle as a guard. He could also have been a defensive lineman, but at guard, he was something special.
Right. All-state player, no doubt. Yeah, man, that's
well,
a good
– I'm going to tell a story about that team. We're playing Booker –
Now, this is the 99 team. Is that what you're talking about? That went all the way to the semifinals. Yeah, go ahead.
They have an explosive offense, so our game plan is – we're going to get in our overload set, and we're going to run right at them. We're going to keep them from getting in any rhythm on offense. And Eric Cagle, Ryan Johnson, and Jason Stowell were telling them, we're running right here, and you can't stop us, and we give the ball to Justin. He'd get 20 yards. Boom, 20 yards. Boom,
I remember.
20 yards. And, I mean, the
kids I remember we called that game, and he had 300, about 300 yards rushing that night. Yeah.
390. And we went regular offense one series, and he had an 80 yard run. Everything else, we ran basically one play all night long.
Over and over.
And the kids were telling them, we're coming right here and you can't stop us. And they took pride in that.
Right. It was a heck of a game. And he had to have a heck of a game. So they did have an offense. They were able to match us and score points. That's right. I remember that. Of course, that team went to the semis, went 13-1. Is that the best team you've ever been a part of at Tannelsee? Because you saw some good teams. Woody had some good teams in the early 90s as well. And I'll put another team up against it right at the end of your tenure here. Coach Battle's first team, I thought, was a team that could have won the state championship. I mean, they got the job. They went to Dora and lost that heartbreaker up there in overtime.
The 99 team was the toughest.
There's only about 30 players on that team.
Toughest group I've ever been around. But it started with the kids. Time we'd get to the gym to start athletics, Derek Ansley already had them up running sprints.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the weight room. We didn't have to say much to them other than, hey, this is what we're doing. Let's get it. They did it. To tell you how tough Justin Williams was, I can't remember what game it was, but he split his lip. And they carried him in the locker room, put his lip together, took a stapler.
Oh, gosh.
And stapled it with a regular stapler. And he came back and played the rest of the game, then went and got his stitches.
Mm. Mm.
You see the scar right here on my chin?
Mm-hmm.
That's a cleat.
Oh, yeah?
That's a cleat. The guy, our running back, you know, he's blocking, and I rolled over on my back, and Solomon Rivers come and stuck his cleat right there and ripped my chin mm-hmm. open.
Gosh.
And I run over to the sideline, and Danny Wilbanks was our doctor at that time.
Hey, get back.
No, he just looked at it and said, it ain't going to need stitches. Bye, get back in. But it was bleeding. I was bleeding like a stuck hog.
You didn't staple it back together with
it? No, I didn't staple it. I played with an open wound.
What's that? Office Space was on yesterday. I was watching that. The red stapler would have come in handy right there. Milton's stapler. All right, that's good. I appreciate you bringing this list, and we'll put it in the pile. We got to start putting this together. Trey, are you in charge of this All-Century team now?
Did
you
put it out on Facebook? I don't know. I mean,
Trey looks like he's got – yeah, well, he looks –
We all the input we can get.
Well, I've already been nominated by Brian Lynn Thornton, so I mean, I think I'm in.
Yeah, that's he gets one vote, and that's the only one that matters.
That's
right?
It.
Is your MVP right there, Trey Taylor?
Hey,
that's why he wants the MVP. Thank you, Coach. It's good. 25 years. Appreciate what you've done. That's a great list. No doubt, some of the best players to come through Tallahassee in that stretch for sure. We'll come back with more of the Wake Up Call. 7:36 on this Thursday morning.